And welcome to another episode of Nights at the Round Table. Tis your boy, Man Wheezy. To my left, I got Bo Bees.
Hi,
to
guys.
The right, Be Real.
Skirt, skirt.
We up in here, y'all. Just drinking some sparkling water.
It's a good year, this one.
Seltzer.
Hey,
it's a good year.
Ginger peach from 79.
Right.
How are you guys doing? I'm so glad you made the drive, Bobies. Thank you.
I did. I made the drive, guys.
Even though you didn't need to, I felt bad, but I'm
like
also
being
very glad.
Yeah, it's like it's one thing being like, who wants to be on Zoom now if
they
don't have to be?
I agree.
I would rather sit in an hour and a half traffic than do this via Zoom.
I mean, I agree.
You know?
I would much rather have you here. Typically, what we do, what we've been doing, is we've been using this amazing game called Wordiful.
Are you guys getting like, we should be getting like commissions from this now, I
no,
think.
No, now it's just a friend.
Oh, you guys are so nice. No, but it's really lovely and it's a great game and everybody should go and buy it. Click my link.
Bobby's is full business mode. This first question, look guys, this is an awesome game because it cuts
so
through all the
fun.
Fluff and
yeah.
You can answer like real stuff about yourself. So this first one, acceptance.
Mm. Oh, geez.
Name one thing you would not change about yourself.
My accent.
Oh,
immediately.
That's sweet.
Thank you.
That's a sweet answer.
Well, when I came here, the first week, I think I've told this story. The very first week I was here, I was ordering pizza. And the third time trying to order it, the guy was like, is someone around you that can like interpret what you're saying?
Wait, your accent was like that strong.
It was strong when I first moved, which was, I want to say 9 years ago last week. So,
damn, that's specific.
What do you do to keep your accent fresh?
Well, for a while, I talked to my family.
Okay.
Whenever I talk to my family, it comes out really strong. My parents are here right now, so we're back. G'day, mate. Nice.
Wait, they actually say that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, people do say that, but I don't say that. So I have a nice hybrid now, which sometimes sounds a bit more British than Australian, but we try our best.
What wouldn't you change about yourself?
Man, I wouldn't change how passionate I get about things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, like, honestly, that's my superpower. That's my favorite
thing.
That's
so true.
Whether it is about coaching and basketball, whether it's about theology, whether it's about talking about Jesus. And, like, I love it. I just start feeling just, like, ugh, you know?
Yeah.
To the point where it's, like, my body starts heating up. Like, it radiates the passion. And I just start sweating on my forehead. That's how you know.
I love that. I noticed that the very first week we were doing podcasts.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
I've never seen Brandon sweat before. And then when you started talking, you were telling a story about Rihanna, and you got really passionate about it.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So
I mean, shout out to baby moms.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Can't not be passionate
about
Fenty.
Aren't we all? Shoot. Manny, what wouldn't you change?
My work ethic.
Oh, yeah. When you're up at 3 a.m.
I kind of go hard. I mean, I took a nap today. I didn't know if I was going to be able to do this without dying. I had to because I was up at 3:57.
Why?
The gym.
Okay, I have a question. Is it an alarm clock or is that you like?
It's an internal clock that's like I have to get to work.
Because I got up at 4 a.m. a couple of days ago, told everyone about it, obviously. it's my other superpower. Tell everybody about everything you do, otherwise it doesn't count. But I remember by like 4 p.m., I was like, I've lived 3 months, like in one day.
It's crazy how much you can get done. Like I got up, I started editing the podcast, all four of them, finished them, uploaded them.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, no, me too. Don't get me wrong. I literally almost quit. I literally almost quit. I was like, I'm not doing this no more. It's not worth it. But then I remembered, no, I love this.
I think that's the thing. When you start doing all the things you love doing, you want to be awake more.
Yeah. I get mad that I have to go to sleep.
Me too sometimes, but not because I want to wake up at 4 a.m.
Yeah. No, it's crazy because that's really what happened. Like I just had a flashback of like me first falling in love and it was like, bro, I didn't want to go to sleep. I just want to like stay up and talk to this girl. I was fight sleep. So I could talk to Maddie. It's a lyric from Justin Bieber's last album. I don't want to fall asleep. I want to fall in love.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's
yo,
that
that's
thing.
My new Instagram bio.
I don't want to fall asleep.
Shout
I want
out.
To fall in love.
Shout
there
out.
You go. Receive it. 2022. Calling on all the angels from Africa right now. Find a lease.
Angels
her
from
man.
Africa. Angels from Africa. Angels
Shoot.
From Africa.
Scooby
Actually,
Dooby
I would go an African man, just so we know.
Scooby
angels
Dooby
all
Doo.
Men from
where,
Africa.
Okay. Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you?
Bobby's is... A chocolate lover.
Where are you?
This is a good one. What are you holding on to that disrupts your peace?
Waking up at 4 a.m.
Hold on. Hold on to it, Bobies. What are you holding
you
on
first,
to?
Because you went last.
That disrupts
time.
Your peace. I can't answer this one.
What am I holding on to?
Because my old answer would be fear of my stomach in certain situations.
Yeah. You've come a long way.
Now I'm like awesome.
Mm-hmm. Like, I remember that.
Today my stomach was gurgly and it was not feeling right, but I was like, I have to go to a meeting. I got to go. Got in my car, used the bathroom at every single place that I stopped at, but I still went. And I was like, now I wouldn't do that overseas. Like, I get nervous about our trip. Like, I'm like, I don't stay an hour away from the airport. I don't fucking wake up in the morning and go at 8 a.m. to go sightseeing. I don't do any of that. I don't prevent people from doing it. I'll just be like, oh, so y'all gonna be where? Okay, I'll meet up with you at 11.
But maybe this is the trip where you do that.
Nah, bro.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, there wasn't any room in that.
No, it's not even because I'm whatever. It's A, I don't know the area, the cities. It's different when you go to other places, you know. You don't know if you can access bathrooms readily available. Like in New York, they won't let you use the bathroom unless you're a patron.
Oh, that's still one of my favorite trips.
So I've devised a plan where it's like I just dive into hotels and pretend I'm waiting for someone.
I thought the diving into was going to go somewhere different, but I'm glad it was hotels.
Just dive into a hotel because they have so many of them. And I'm just like, hey, I'm waiting for my friend. Can I use the bathroom while I wait?
And that's what I do. Solid.
So that's the only thing I don't – that would be the one thing that would disturb my peace. But I don't really mess with people that disturb my peace or situations.
Shoot.
I'm quick to cut stuff out, which is my superpower.
I feel like I've addressed a lot of the stuff. So there's nothing like ringing. There's probably little habits that probably disrupt my peace, like being on my phone too long when I'm in bed. Mm-hmm. That disrupts my peace. I'm gonna go with that. Damn. I spend way too much time like on my phone and I'm like, I should fall asleep.
Suddenly you've watched the screen and now you're like, was I tired 10 minutes ago?
And then I'm like,
oh shit,
I'm subscribed to YouTube Premium. No ads for me.
The amount of things I buy, man, between the hours of 10 and midnight.
God, I found a promo code. This is amazing. All
I got
right,
a fur jacket that arrived yesterday.
Anniversary.
I was like, what is happening? Who bought this?
Oh, that definitely disrupts my peace. My phone. I would just go on my phone just in general. I'm on my phone probably more than I should be. I mean, it is how I make money a lot of times, too. It is where I receive my money. It is where I, you know, all this sorts of stuff.
What usually happens is, like, your strength is also can be the thing you got to watch out for.
Yeah, I'm probably just fine it, but it is what it is.
I think, apart from waking up at 3 or 4 a.m., which usually has to do with being on my phone the night before and then having a bad sleep, I would say, I think that part of me still does, like, I look back so much and want, like, my life is a constant sliding doors movie. Do you remember that movie with, I think it was Gwyneth Paltrow? And, like, there's one moment in the movie where the doors slide, the train doors slide, and she misses the train and she gets a train. And then the rest of the movie is, like, what would have happened, like, what happened if she missed that train, if the doors closed? And
what movie is this? I want to watch
it. Oh, you would love this movie. I'm pretty sure it's Gwyneth Paltrow. And then like then the movie cuts between whether she made the train or she didn't make the train. It's like her life goes in two different directions.
Ooh.
Y'all, that's my brain constantly. Like, what would have happened if I decided this? What would have happened if I'd have done this? And so I think.
But is it specific about certain things?
Yeah, for sure.
What is it?
I could probably think of a couple.
For me. He could think of a couple for me. Remember that time I got married? Remember that time I like...
Wait, do you actually be thinking sometimes like what would have happened if you didn't get married?
I think...
I mean, I would think that shit.
I do think that. Yeah, I think what would have happened if I... I also think like what would have happened if like we made it work. But like I also then have to remind myself of reality because I think I said this last time. Dr. Henry Cloud always has this amazing idea of like we romanticize breakups so much that we remember all the good things, forget all the bad things. So now we're just grieving something that wasn't even real. So I always think back on like, what if we could have made it work? Then like we could have all still be living in the Sherman Oaks place together as if we all lived there together and be so happy and like it's okay that he's made his life decisions. We could change things. And so like I think back on like, but then I remember like what I'm remembering wasn't even reality either.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
I think like, what would have happened if I had not come off the podcast the first time? I think that. And I'm like, what would have happened if I made a different decision? And I can easily, so much of what I do in my life, I can spiral like that. It's kind of a superpower.
I can tell you what would happen if you didn't come off.
Okay.
No, I don't think anything negative at all. Like, I think.
Oh yeah,
I think you would have still been. You still would have went to OC.
You think?
I mean, I don't know why I wouldn't. We wouldn't have held you back. We would have been like, yeah, that's awesome. Let's just Zoom. We'll Zoom you in. It's all good.
Oh God, Zoom.
Like it wouldn't really affect us. Like
if Brandon,
we're a little different than your, you know, we would not be like, oh, you can't. We would be like, oh, that's so dope.
It's a fun conversation to have on the podcast.
I think even belief wise, I think your theological house or framework, I think would have probably gotten to where you're at now. Probably just quicker. a little bit quicker.
So yeah. This is where I've come up to is like, I think I would be here, whether it'd be quicker, later, whatever. I think there's so many interesting ways that I can tend to spiral.
Yeah.
That actually, when I think about it and take the emotion out of it, I'm like, oh, I think God's really kind. Life is life. Yeah. And
yeah. Absolutely.
When you have the right heart, which I genuinely think I did, of like, yeah. God, I just like, I don't know what to do in the situation. Help me. We come to two, three years later, and Elise is still Elise. And the things I've learned and the ways we go and the journey, like that actually gives me so much peace when I do spiral. Is to be like, you know what? Like, if I really do believe in God being as big as God is,
yeah,
then at least stop, chill, you know.
Yeah. So yeah, it's like, yours is yours.
Yeah, it's funny because I don't play a lot of video games, but when I do, I really love like a good action adventure type thing. So the Batman has this whole series. It's like the Arkham Knight, Arkham City, or whatever. But it's a giant map, and again, you're constantly like every mission that you do is getting you closer to completing the game.
Yeah.
But there's no actual particular order. Mm. So you could go on this whole set of adventures over here, go on this whole set of adventures here. There's a main mission-ish, and you follow that. You're still in the same map.
Mm-hmm. Man.
You're still progressing. Like, you're still getting upgrades.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of life like that. Like, we beat ourselves up, hold ourselves like, oh,
so much weight on one decision.
You're like, hey, you're still in the game. You're still progressing. Mm-hmm. You're still getting upgrades.
And do you remember the decisions you used to make that you used to like go back and forth on for like months, like fast and pray about them? Like, should I go to this school, that school? And then later on you look back, you're like, oh my goodness.
The school thing was a big thing.
People like.
Because there was so much fear. I remember back at Faith in Orlando.
You think you could ruin your life.
On they the literally you go to. Were like that. It was that serious. Losing sleep, crying, praying at all the prayer meetings. Like. Yeah. Just interceding. And I was like, you know, I'm still rough around the edges at this point. And I was just like, wait, when you guys go to college, like, is college like forever? Like, do you, once you sign up, can you not leave? Like, is this what's happening?
Is it prison? Are you guys going to prison?
Because I'm like, can't you just transfer after the first semester? Like, if you don't like it. Like, is that a possibility? Yeah, that's a possibility. Then why are you crying at the altar? Like, this doesn't make sense to
me. Send me, I'll go.
Yeah. I was just like, when I decided to go to Bible college, I was like, oh, they teach Jesus? Okay, cool. I'm not taking school serious. I would love to learn more about Jesus. So I'm just going to go and see what happens. And I went. It was the best time of my life.
It's funny when you look back. I remember when I was deciding to move to LA. Like, do I stay in Sydney? Do I move to LA? Yo, when I tell you, it was 3 months of like, God, give me an answer.
Give me a sign.
And then some prophet came to our church and I was like, yes, here we go. Vicky Simpson's her name. And she was like, hey, and I had a lion on my shirt.
No.
Just to really like make myself stand out, you know? I didn't think about it like that. But
what's the lion?
It was around the time Katy Perry's Raw was out, you know? So it's just really themed. Look at that. And she was like, hey, there's a decision going back and forth on and God just says he trusts you. So whatever decision you want to make. And she moves on. So flippant. And I was like,
yeah.
Well, crap. And that has been like story of my life of the like, well, at least what do you want to do? Like, I think sometimes we get more scared of like, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
Of fear of like, then it's on me. I'm making the decision.
There
then
it is.
It's adulting. It's not like Christianity. Yeah. It's adulting. It's like learning to make like, a decision.
You know, it's like, it'd be silly if you had a grown ass kid telling you like, mommy.
Ew, what, first of all.
What restaurant should I go and eat at? You'd be like, damn, I didn't do a good job. My son is... He's now in his 30s, and he's still asking me where he should eat. Son, you should know yourself by now where you want to eat.
Yes, yes.
And it's the same thing. We treat God like he's like, we're forever in this like toddler phase where we can't make decisions on our own. Like, if anything, I think that gives the father so much pleasure.
Wow.
Seeing his son's nature developed in us to the point where we can make our own decisions.
I love that.
With a pure heart. I think that's like the ultimate goal of maturity.
People always say that they the reason they wrestle or tussle is because they don't want to make the wrong decisions, mm-hmm. or they want to make sure that they're pleasing God in their decisions. And I'm like, you do understand that pleasing God is simply a posture of your heart.
Yeah, that's it.
So it's not you getting it right. If it was up to you getting it right, like, think about how much pressure that is. So you're telling me what you're putting on yourself is that you need to be able to not only read the signs of the earth, you need to know all the people involved in the situation. You need to know their motives. You need to know if this guy's going to dump you in 4 months, if this girl is actually going to go through with the wedding, if that job is actually going to keep you. You need to know all the shit in the future in order for you to feel like you're making a wise decision. Like, so you just want to be God.
Yeah.
You just really want to be God.
That's true,
as opposed
isn't it?
To
the
just
control
being,
thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's so much easier, but why? Like, to me, I'm like, I regret not doing more things. Yeah, I wish I would have did more, man.
Too, man.
I remember I told Ange, I was like, babe, I don't regret marrying you, but I do regret not doing some
She's
things.
Like, thanks.
I wish I had some more time before you.
Yeah, I wish I did. She tells me the same thing. So yeah, she's so funny.
I like she talk about. She wish she had her whole face.
Yeah, she wish she had her whole face. And I was like, damn, I wish there was a lot of, you know, ethnicities I didn't get to try out. And I wish I would have did
Andrew's
that.
Andrew's telling me the other day she wants me to live her face for her.
Go for it.
I wish I would have lived in Europe.
I encourage my sister, man. I'm like, go ahead.
I wish I would have lived in Europe for like a summer.
You say this a lot, yeah.
It would have been amazing. Oklahoma City. I wish I would have lived there.
Really? Oklahoma City?
Wow, there let's talk about that for a second.
When I was touring.
No disrespect to anybody listening from Oklahoma City, but.
When I was touring, okay, and I landed in
he
Oklahoma
was
City,
a
the
god
amount of
in Oklahoma
fly
City.
Believing chicks there,
that's
I was
the
like,
reason.
What the f- This is, and they were like, oh, RU is here. And I was like, oh, RU, yeah, that's a whatever. But there were so many pretty girls there that I was like, damn, I slept on Oklahoma City.
But he didn't
City.
Sleep on them, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. I didn't. And Canada, too. Canada had...
I'm sure Canada did.
Canada's Commonwealth, so you're welcome.
Ah, just so many things I would have did.
Yeah.
So if you're young, like, freaking go out and do it. And don't be scared. Not even young. If you're free, be free.
I'm young, too.
Do you wish you had more of a hoe face, Brendan?
You know, I don't know. Like, I think there's a simple answer to that, and there's a lot more layered complex because I'm like, I know myself, and I know how probably emotionally broken I would probably be because I'd fall in love way too easily.
Because usually Manny always follows up those comments with, but also I'd probably never be able to do it because I'd fall in love straight away.
I know I wouldn't.
I
would immediately find somebody I care about and immediately connect with them.
I love you guys so much because you're so quick to be like, we wanted a hoe face. And then like 30 seconds later, you're both like, you know what? Man. I'm probably too sensitive and I probably would have fallen in love.
I was scared. I was scared of sex. I was so scared.
I was too a little bit. Like there was a part of me that was like, man, I am not going to get this blessing from God for my marriage. Like there was
why
like
did
this
your voice
special
sound like that?
Cuz that's how serious it felt. Like it legitimately felt like yo, if I end up fucking some girl, what is going to happen is that there's going to be this like
she's
going to
get pregnant
red X over cuz
that would happen.
I was super scared of
pregnancy. Oh, I used to think that like, that was my
I was
like,
thinking
I'm
there's
going to
be like this spiritual red X over me and I'm going to enter into this marriage and God's going to be like, "Sorry, I'm not going to bless this union," you know?
Oh, it was a forever scar.
So it was scary, but
that's intense.
But cuz it was like it was a part of the whole purity movement and I'm very passionate and I take a lot of things that I do to the extreme.
Oh my God,
so
same.
It was, oh my goodness. So that's what that was like. But going back to your point, I think is like so key because I realized a lot of the times in my life where I was praying for God for a sign, if me and God could probably just be honest and I could actually hear him for reals, he'd be like, you just lack faith.
Yeah.
And you just actually lack trust in yourself to make good
bit
decisions.
Bit of self-confidence. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's and really
maybe,
a reflection of. And
do you
it's
think
not
maybe low key, it's one of those things where if we get the answer or what we think from God, then we have someone to blame if shit goes wrong.
That's what I was saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I remember my first heartbreak in college with that girl, Marissa, from Canada, who also was amazingly hot. Shout out, Marissa. You're married and got kids, so I'm so proud of you.
Riss.
But I literally remember praying a whole week because she wanted to, you know, hang out and be something. And I was like, nah, I'm just trying to be with the Lord.
I'm dating Jesus.
And then I kept asking God, I was like, but God, man, I like her so much. She's so cool. This is weird for me to say no. And I kept saying no, no, no. And then when I eventually said yes, we dated for 2 days and she bounced. And I was like, What the? I literally felt like I had the release from God to go for it. And then 2 days later, my heart was shattered. And for a good minute, I was like, wait, I can't trust God anymore.
Yeah.
Which was weird. And I just think God was like, bruh, I really think he wanted me to just go through that first heartbreak.
Yeah, because if I didn't,
at 23 years old,
it's one of those like life things, like taxes.
But usually go through it at, you know, in seventh grade, eighth grade. Like when you're young, you're dealt your first blow of rejection or you don't make it.
I was in my final year of school because I wasn't allowed to date until I was 18.
Nice. Yeah. But you've been rejected on other things.
Wow. Okay.
Have you?
I mean,
like maybe you didn't make the team.
Or yeah, I didn't get,
you didn't get picked. Right? Or
I didn't get
maybe
school
not.
Captain, and I collapsed when I got the phone call. Collapsed.
What is school captain for?
Oh, I don't know what it would be. Like, there's a person in your grade
like
that...
a school class president?
Yeah, class president.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I got people prefect didn't vote for instead. You? Well, yeah, it turns out. No, that was like the... I got prefect, and then the principal chose the school captain from there, and I was like top three, and then I didn't get it to Jackie.
Jackie.
Shout out Jackie
McFarlane.
Freaking Jackie McFarlane.
Hope you governor now. Hope you mayor. Yeah. You know, it's funny because my last relationship before Maddie, I had completely heard from God.
Of course you had.
You're supposed to be together. And then I heard from God when
this
it was.
This is my wife.
And then I didn't hear from God if we were supposed to stay together, but I made the decision. So it was like I manned up and was just like, look, I told her in our breakup, I said, God has nothing to do with this. I don't want to be with you.
Oh
anymore.
My God.
This is not a God
and
telling
I was
me
like,
to.
And there's no coming back from this. Like, we're done.
Yeah.
And
you'd met Maddie, right?
It was such, at that point, Maddie and I had.
Made out.
No. We'd had a kid. No, Maddie and I hadn't met yet. So
wow,
this was like a week
just,
before I meet
okay.
Maddie. And this was like a couple months before we started.
I wish
like,
that was my
serious.
Story. I really thought that was going to be my divorce
but
story.
It was so funny because I realized like my prayers, it was like, you know, it's like one of those things where God will speak to you through your idols. Mm. Like the things that you so covet and desire holy, like God will speak to that.
Yeah.
And he'll speak through that. So it's like in a lot of things, I was praying for a blessing of something I already wanted. The only thing I was probably really going to hear was God like, yeah, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that relationship obviously wasn't successful. Yeah. I learned a lot of lessons. But then when it came time to actually date Maddie, like the best decisions that I've made that have had like the biggest seasons following after that for growth for me have always been my decision where I'm like, all right, God, I'm stepping out of faith. Like getting with Maddie, I didn't feel God's blessing or peace on that. I just knew in my heart, this is the one. And this is the one that I'm going to choose to commit my life to. And God has blessed that. It's been the most fruitful relationship I've ever been a part of, you know?
Man, now that I think about it, I don't...
Do you remember hearing a prayer from, like, God answering a prayer, like,
no,
Ange
I remember being outside of the tour bus.
He calls her Ange. I love that.
I was outside of the tour bus, and I remember thinking, oh, man.
I'm trying to think on some of my
I don't head. Have any reason to break up with this girl. Typically, when I would get
oh,
with
yeah,
somebody...
Oh, yeah, because you always used to know how it was going to end.
I knew. I just knew how it was going to end because of something that they presented in the first week. And with Ange, it was, we like lined up so well. The only thing that I knew was that I was not going to be able to see other people.
And that scared you.
And that made me like, oh man, there's so many pretty girls in the world.
I've been dated everyone. Oklahoma City is still there.
Oklahoma City, okay, Europe. But then I realized, oh man, so this is a very human thought. I am making this decision fully carnal. This can't lead me in a great direction. Like this
the
isn't
heart
like
is
a
deceitful above yeah, all else. Well, watch out.
I is a penis is deceitful. You know,
the penis is deceitful. Penis is deceitful. True.
It's not all that good once
facts.
You're out.
Oh my God.
But yeah, it seemed like such a dumb reason to possibly miss out on something so awesome.
Yeah.
And that's literally what made me stick. It wasn't God saying, hey, whatever. I did hear God say this. I did hear him say, I trust her. That was the only thing I heard God say.
I remember you told that story. That's right.
And that shit kind of blew
that's
my mind.
That's a good one for God to say. I feel like that's God saying yes.
He didn't say get with her. He didn't say she's your wife. He just said, I trust her.
Dope.
And I was like, oh, damn. Well, if you do, then I, then I do
exactly.
too.
Exactly. Like, that's a checklist right there. Yeah. God trusts her, dumb in. Yeah.
Like, yeah, I didn't know anything else. I didn't know what I was getting into.
It was funny because after I made up my mind, that's when I felt like peace. Like, it was like God was like, I agree with you.
Well, isn't it like good decision? The Bible says it, like a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Yep. Come on.
Come on, nuking James.
Toss to and fro like the waves of the sea.
You can tell a spiritual person but is based on the like, translation.
Isn't that what we, that's on us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, what if God's just waiting for us to make a decision? Like, I just, even while we've been having this whole conversation, which is not, was not the theme of the podcast today.
No, I've been letting it run. I've been letting it run.
Is because, like, is, I bet I can't even think of the amount of people that will be listening to this and just needed to hear that today. Like, that, like, hey, chill.
You know, it's,
calm down. It's okay.
Yeah. One thing I thought about, which is something that I think has been programmed into me and programmed into most Christians.
The sun is just like on your face right now. If you're watching,
baby. Like, this is God. Look at that. This is God. He agrees
with me. Golden hour. This is the Lord speaking right there.
What I'm about to say. God
is about to say. He trusts you.
He does. Man, I love him. I love him so much.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, bro.
Okay.
I'll rock it right here.
Manny's putting the hat shield.
Yeah, this is perfect. Okay. So, I realized one thing that I always believed about myself and I always believed the story of was the original sin, right? We've all heard it in the Genesis creation account story.
Did God really
that there
say?
Was this whole thing of like, hey, after Adam, everyone, you have this sinful nature. Your heart is sinful. Yeah. Your heart is deceitful. When you've been told that most of your Christian life, how the hell are you supposed to trust yourself to make good decisions? But this is the craziest thing. The thought of original sin or that coined phrase was mostly brought on by, I think it was Augustine. Mm. So Augustine is, and I could be getting this wrong, Augustine was also the guy with the just war, that there was like Christians who could be fighting wars and with violence in God's name, which is, that's like antichrist when you think about it. But this thought of original sin, what's even more original than the sin is the blessing. It's God creating mankind and saying, this is good.
Yeah.
So beneath the sinful nature, beneath the original sin, is pure, like, unadulterated goodness of God, like his image inside of you. And I think the other thing, too, with the church structure, a lot of people are so used to making decisions based on external authority in their life. That is a mentor, that is a pastor, that is a small group leader that tells you, hey, I think this is a good decision.
They are the voice of God.
They are the voice of God. What's even more brilliant and powerful than external authority is internal authority. Mm-hmm. That there's this image of God. You are an image of God bearer. Mm. And inside of you is goodness in the deepest place of you. It's not bad. It's not evil. It's not deceitful. Deeper than all of that is goodness. And you can trust that. And you can trust that voice. And most of us have been coached or trained in a way to not trust that and to not even hear that voice. And that's something I think I've really begun to understand in these last 5 years is that there is an internal authority inside of me that is fully capable of making decisions that God would make.
That's so interesting because like you look at the maturing of like a Christ Jesus follower, Christ follower, and even Paul kind of talks about it a little bit of like the you started on like milk or whatever. Now you got to go to solids.
Yeah.
And in a sense, that's the like you started like learning about what Jesus said, learning about what it means to be a Jesus follower, to be a Christian. But then somewhere along the way, you stopped progressing. And I wonder if that was because of the structure of, and we do it now. I've done it for so much of my life. It's almost scary, like what we've just been talking about. And that's one of the reasons I never made decisions because it was so scary to be like, what if I made the wrong decision? Yeah. Sliding doors, full circle, you're welcome. But like this idea, the structure stopped people from being discipled and hearing the voice of God for themselves, knowing that inside, mastering themselves, if you will, that like self-mastery, self-control through the Spirit. And we actually instead cut off the process and we're fine. We're just hearing the pastor's voice.
Yeah.
Because in a sense, before you've gotten to that level of maturity, at least that kind of stopped. That's the blame game. Because that means actually I'm kind of doing what they're and I'm saying it's the voice of God. Then I can get angry at the voice of at God or the church rather than understanding God never designed the fullness of maturity to be that you would listen to someone else's voice as his voice.
Yeah.
You would recognize his voice for yourself and understand that his whole desire was connection with you, not through anyone else but him.
Right.
You know, it's interesting you say that because in the Rob Bell book I'm reading, the Bible one, he talks about how initially scripture was was broken down, talked about. So in the Jewish tradition, it was more so they planned out what scripture was going to be read, but it was going to be read in the community, and all of the community were going to be able to weigh in. So a scripture would be read, like
conversation.
It would be like, you know, 15 people in this house, and a scripture will be read, and then everybody dives in with questions, with doubts, with with breaking it down, with like, oh, well, this can't be. It just, they just ripped apart the scripture.
Yeah.
All together. There was never like one guy being like, listen to me.
This is what it says.
Yeah. That happened a little bit more, you know, when Catholicism took place and, you know,
it was
that
strong type of Reformation. To be questioned.
Yeah.
It was well, because we all understand this is that once, you know, once an element of power introduces itself, then it becomes very hard to now give that up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if a lot of preachers and pastors would be okay saying, hey, man, you can probably hear them as much as man, I don't want to make that over. Let's just say
there's
that
a part of it.
Let's just say that it's very difficult, at least for me. Okay, let me talk that. Sure. For me, when I was a leader, I definitely felt like I had more answers than the people that I was discipling.
Oh, absolutely.
And them coming to me made me feel like I was closer to God. And I didn't like say it out loud, but it just made me feel like I was on the right path. I got all these answers for these people who don't have the answers for themselves.
Because it kind of silenced, and I think we all relate to this, kind of silenced your doubts of like when someone else is validating that, it makes you feel stronger and more confident that like I do hear from God, or like I am right. Or because deep down, I mean, for me, it was like this deep down questions of like, do I hear from God? Is this the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? But being needed and having people and hearing testimony of other people that heard your advice or your words from God and went and did it and it succeeded, it validated. Like, it's a validation.
And really all it did was validate that I just knew more scripture.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that I like knew more God. It just knew, I was like, man, I can memorize more than you can. Yeah. That's really it. Cause I'm just quoting stuff at you, not even knowing if it really worked in my own life. Cause I've experienced healing once. And I know the Bible says that you can heal people, but I prayed for a lot of people to get healed.
Every time I only think of the story.
The damn Chick-fil-A story?
Yep.
So sad. One person, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know, man. I think it's very interesting. I do think that it's fear that keeps us in that place. Now, question though. Do you still get that fear when it comes to me? So when you had to move to the OC? Was the old you just scared?
Moving to the OC was a very carnal decision. It was made on a dime. It was, hey, this chick knows a lot about business. I need to learn about this. I quit. Like, my job's done. I don't really, like, those people maybe don't want to be my friend. So, nothing's really holding me here. Why not? And it was the same thing that ended up making me move to LA. My dad sat me down and said, Elise, give it 2 years. And if you hate it, come home. And I remember thinking, if I hate it, we'll go back. And it lined up. We said yes. And then I had peace. It's so interesting. That's like another one of like, no, it wasn't like this big word from God.
Yeah.
But everything, like, why do we think that something's going to change and we're going to have hindsight immediately? Like, hindsight only comes when we're looking back. So why do I keep expecting it to have this, like, what was that chick on the Disney Channel where she would like have like the flash image and be thinking about
Raven.
Raven, that's a Raven.
And she'd get the vision from the future. Like, you just go inside.
Come on, prophecy. Come on, see ya. But yeah, so yeah, that one was like technically a human decision. What does that even mean, Elise?
I don't know because I think all decisions are human.
I just had peace. I remember
they're just a little bit cloaked in spirituality.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, there's no split between that. Like, spirituality is encased in our humanity. Like, there's no dichotomy. Mm. There's no splitting the two.
Mm-hmm.
And most of our beliefs are dualistic anyways. You know, everything's black and white. We try and separate everything to get it in kind of clean cut things.
But it's like, I think we also think decisions are going to be the thing, but no decision is the destination decision, right? Because in a sense, like, you never get there, eternity in our hearts, memorize the scripture, all that kind of stuff. But like, for me, moving to the OC was it turns out really clever in terms of business. I've learned so much. What I've done in the last year in terms of business, like marketing, finances, all that kind of stuff, I've never been able to do in my life. Now, it wasn't the decision forever because it's suffered in community. It's suffered in friendships. Like, I've, like, there's been so many nights where, like, I was talking to Katie and I'm like, I love you so much, but, like, I don't have any other friends. Like, I don't see anyone else. So each decision, I think our human nature also wants to find the decision that's going to fix everything.
Yeah.
And when we actually start to understand maybe that things are seasonal and this is just a step in the direction, it's not the destination, we maybe take some of the pressure off that decision having to be the thing that we'll
or even the right. It could be, I don't know if this trial is accurate. It could be, yeah, the wrong decision that brings you to the right place.
Yeah.
You learn. Does that make sense? Were talking about the things you learned in that first relationship before Maddie.
So it wasn't even necessarily like a right or wrong decision. It was just a decision and a better decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's really, so the club devotion thing that we have right now, which is what we run, one of our fundamental things, that the reason we created it was because I was so done with people. I noticed in like some of the programs we also ran and also in church that people would come to me for the, I think I heard this from God, like not just to check something from like a wisdom or like a conversation standpoint of reading a scripture and then they would like open it for conversation, right? Mm-hmm. I noticed how much people thought my voice was weightier, which put so much weight that we were never meant to carry either. Mm-hmm. And one of our foundational things was like, we're going to make money because I am writing a devotional every single month, which I don't know if that was we'll see how sustainable this is in a few months. But my whole thing is to teach them to hear from God, is to, they have this community where they get to talk to each other and have these conversations about the same scripture. And I'm not even there most of the time, because if we can create this thing where we all hear from the voice of God and everyone has a different perspective, maybe finally we go back to the basics and it's not about the pastor's voice carries more weight. It's like, let him be in his gift. Let him sort out his stuff. If that's a validation thing, you also hear from God. Here's how. Cause some people just lack the tools and people don't teach them the tools because of that need of validation of like, but keep coming to me.
Anyway. Yeah. Well, I think in that regard, I think it's definitely more, I've never been one to blame pastors for anything. I think it's definitely more on the person.
And we keep going to them because then it gives us someone to blame if they're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely on you. Like even the stuff that I feel like I disagree with my pastors, like, growing up,
you don't question your whole faith.
Nah, well, that, and I don't even question them. Like, I'm like, okay, so they read this differently and they think this. I still love them. Like, I don't feel hurt by them. I don't feel like, oh man, they try to teach me this or they try to whatever. I'm just like, oh cool, this is the part of the road where I go this way, you go this way, but I'm gonna look at you over there and be like, I love you, bro. Like,
and that is this topic of today, right? Tribalism versus community.
No, that's the next
episode. Okay, yeah, right. That's the next episode. We'll talk about that after. But like that right there just triggered the like, oh, so that's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it later. But
yeah, we will talk about it later.
It's so like,
I think this episode turned into the questioning. I feel like it is really interesting. And so you wouldn't say you deal with it anymore.
What?
Do you feel like you trust yourself enough to make godly decisions? If you're watching me, this is a quote. Godly decisions. Do you trust yourself enough to make
this started godly coming back decisions? Full circle to the question that what stops my peace is the sliding doors. So,
oh, did you ever answer the question?
Yeah,
that's how this turned. Yeah. Like, this was my idea.
Totally. Your idea.
She's back.
Total.
I take full credit for this. Mm-hmm. That is the journey that I'm on and have been on for so long. Like my whole life, I can spiral so easily and lose my peace over a sliding doors spiral. Let's call it a sliding doors spiral, mm-hmm. where I go, what if I'd made a different decision? And so I'm learning, like, but it's such a journey. Like, no, I'm not there for sure. Like, I can still spiral so easily. Like I said, it's a strength. And so I think about like what would have happened if I made a different decision. But then again, now what I'm learning is tools and resources to be able to stop the spiral. For example, realizing that had I taken the example of the podcast, come off, not come off, we probably would have still landed in the same place because God's really kind like that and he's way bigger than me. So that piece of knowing I'm not big enough to screw up everything in one like –
not if your intentions
right
are good.
With the right heart, yeah. So with
the right heart, you can't lose.
That's kind of what I tell everybody. It's like, it's all your intention, man. Like, if you think that God is some cosmic being up there that's just like, you didn't know what Wednesday brought, you freaking idiot. enjoy, suffer. I mean, you just need to suffer because you didn't know the future. Or you couldn't read behind this person's manipulation. Or you couldn't. It's just so.
Yeah, that's a petty god.
Oh, my God.
It's a petty god.
The more and more I think about the things that I used to think, it's just, I just get sad for myself. I get sad for myself. I get sad for anybody. If you are someone that I used to mentor, I am sorry if I've ever given, like, just whack-ass advice or just made it.
Oh, the things I said. My Lord.
Oh, man. So mad.
What's the worst thing that you remember saying to someone?
I'm not going to share it because it's deeply, deeply private.
I already shared mine.
What?
When I told Ann's that about her brother going to church with us.
Yes. Yeah. I got you. That was a
fucking asshole.
Yeah.
What an a-hole. Anyways, this episode is delightfully turned into something.
We need to finish it on something else than that.
I got a Kendrick Lamar bar.
Yes, there it is. There it is. My guy.
He says, hey, I want the credit whether I'm winning or losing on my mama. That's the realest shit.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, there is no one to blame.
Mm.
And the longer that you try and find someone to pin stuff on, the longer you are away from evolving to a more mature you, mm-hmm. and that more mature you has access to so much more peace and joy and fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be that person that I want to take the credit whether I'm winning or I'm losing.
Let's go. I just gave an air horn. Y'all didn't hear that, but that was amazing.
Oh, we saw you putting the light on.
Fire. Hey, if you guys enjoyed this, please comment, message, write us something, share this thing. We always appreciate it. It helps so much. You have no idea. Subscribe to the channel. Go watch it on YouTube. Tell a friend who needs to make a decision or is in that in-between phase or so scared of making the wrong decision. We hope that something we said has somehow brought you to more peace.
Amen.
Amen. We pray you find a seat at the table, but if you don't, you are always welcome at ours.
Cheers.
Yes.